Using the Brilliant in one-hand mode. If you need to use the Brilliant in one-hand mode, that option is available to you within Settings. If you have the use of only one hand and you need to get to Settings to turn one-hand mode on, the easiest way to do that is to use the joystick. Navigate left or right with your joystick until you find Settings, and you can press in on the joystick to enter Settings. Press the joystick to the left, and that will immediately take you to one-hand mode. Again, press in on the joystick to select, and you'll have two options for one-hand mode, on and off. Move the joystick to the right to get to the on option, and again, press in on the joystick to select that you want one-hand mode on. Please note that when you have one-hand mode turned on, and you either power off your Brilliant or it goes to sleep, when you wake it up or power it on, you will have a message come up on your display that reminds you that you are, in fact, in one-hand mode. So now that you've turned on one-hand mode, you can then press up on the joystick to get out of the one-hand mode options and up again to take you out of the settings menu. The way I now want to show you how to use one-hand mode is in Notes. So I'm going to now move my joystick to the right to more quickly reach the Notes application. I'm going to press in on the joystick to select Notes. Now I'm going to press in on the joystick again to take me into Local Notes because that is my first option, and that is where I'm actually going to show you more about how one-hand mode operates. There are a few things to remember about using one-hand mode. I believe the most important thing to remember is that the spacebar is your friend, and you will use it to assist you in executing commands in one-hand mode. If you need to execute a backspace or enter command, you need to press backspace or enter followed by space. For instance, I want to back out of these on-off options for one-hand mode, so I'm going to type enter space. And now I can use my previous and next thumb keys to move through settings, but that's not what I want to do. I want to back out of here again. Backspace, space. Now I'm back on settings. I'm going to find notes so that I can show you more about what one-hand mode is like. The trick with one-hand mode is you can press keys in combination with one another. For instance, I want to get to notes and I'm sitting on settings. Rather than having to scroll through with my joystick or my previous and next thumb keys, I can press the letter N in any combination that I wish. So I'm going to press dots 1-3 together and dots 4-5 together and press space. That takes me to notes. I want to enter notes, so I'm going to now type enter followed by space, and I'm going to move to local. You could do that with your joystick or with your previous and next thumb keys, or you could press the letter L in any combination that you like, or all together since it's a one-handed command, and press space, and that will take you to your local notes folder. This is just an example, obviously, that I'm using to show you how one-hand mode works. I'm now sitting in my local notes folder, and when I got to it, I just pressed a cursor routing sensor over local to get me into the folder. Now, I want to open a new note. If you wish to execute a command that includes the spacebar, you'll press the space first, then the command, then space again. So, in order to open a new note, which is space with N, I'm going to press space. This time I'm going to do dots 4-5 and dot 1 and then dot 3 for my N, and press space, and it has opened a new note for me. So now I can type in a note. To type in one-hand mode, you will press the keys that make up the letter, number, or symbol that you wish to type, followed by spacebar. I'm going to type, "Hi, I'm typing in one-hand mode. I'm currently in literary braille." So I'm going to type dot 6, space, and now I have a capital letter. I'm going to press dots 1-2 together and dot 5 for H, and space. Dot 2 and dot 4 for I, space. And when I press the space, the letter I just typed appears on the display. Dot 2, 5, and 6 for period, space. Now, I need another space. So how do I do this? I will press space twice, and that will execute a spacebar. Now I'm going to type I. So again, dot 6, space, for the capital letter. Dot 2, dot 4, space. And then space twice to execute a space bar. A, which is dot 1, space, dot 1, 3, and 4 for M, space, and then two spaces, So I have the word am. I'm going to do the same thing for the word typing. T dots 2, 3 and dots 4, 5 space. Y dots 1 and 3 and dots 4, 5, 6 space. P dots 1, 2, 3 and dot 4 space. I'm going to use the ing contraction dot 3 and dots 4 and 6 together. Space. Two spaces. So I have the word typing followed by a space. For the word in, I'm going to just spell it out. Dot 2 and dot 4 for I, space. Dots 1 and 3 and dots 4, 5 together, space. Two spaces, so I have the word in. Dots 1, 3, and 5 for O, space. Dots 1, 3, 4, 5 for N, space. Dots 1 and 5 for E. Two spaces for space. Dots 1, 2, and 5 for H, space. I'm going to do the contraction for and to end the word hand. Dots 1, 2, 3, and dots 4, 6, followed by a space. Remember, you can type these in any combination that you wish. I need a space here, so two spaces, and the final word, dots 1 and 3, and then dot 4 for M, followed by a space. Dots 1 and 3, then dot 5 for O, followed by a space. For D, I'm going to do dots 4, 5, and 1, space. I'm going to do dot 5 and dot 1 for E, followed by a space. And dots 5, 6, and dot 2 for the period. And two spaces to finish my sentence. So I hope this gives you an idea of how you do this. If you are writing a letter or a number, you will follow it with a space to execute it. If you wish to execute an enter or a backspace, you will press enter or backspace followed by the space. For instance, let's say I want to get rid of this period. Backspace, space, and it's gone. In my case, since I had put a space after the period, I had to execute backspace and space a couple of times. If you wish to execute commands that include the space bar, you would press space, your command, and then space again. For instance, when I opened a new note, I did space, the letter N, you could do it in whatever combination you want, and space again. I want to save this note and exit it. So I'm going to type space, dot 1 and 5 to represent E, and space. And now I have my note, and it is saved. And I have exited my note. So now to back out of notes, I'm going to press up on the joystick. I'm now sitting on my local notes folder. I'm going to press up on the joystick again to get to notes. I now want to move back to settings to turn one hand mode off. So I'm going to type dots 2, 3, and dot 4, followed by space. And it put me on stopwatch, so I need to do the same thing again. Now I'm on settings. I entered settings using a cursor routing sensor, and now I wish to move to one hand mode. So I'm going to type dots 1, 3, and dot 5, followed by a space. That inserts my O. I can now go into one hand mode. And again, I chose to do this with a cursor routing sensor. I can use my next thumb key or the joystick to take me from on to off. I can select off, and I did that with a cursor routing sensor. And now I have turned one hand mode off. So I hope this is a clear explanation, and that if this is something you should ever need, you will be able to use it with confidence.